When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Music.
11:35, it is a Thursday morning here with the Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, rolling along. We'll start your lunchtime here in about 15 minutes or so with a little Dallas Cowboys conversation. Jerry speaks again.
I think we're going to continue this segment forever because of the intro. I laugh every single time I hear it. It's so great.
Well, thank
And it is indeed.
Boy,
music.
Okay, before we get to Travis.
I timed that perfectly. That was unbelievable.
That was great. Before we get to Travis, can I just throw out there what SeaWorld in San Diego has been doing that I'm fascinated with? And maybe I'll go make a trip to SeaWorld in San Diego, because for some reason their concert series has been pretty much all old school hip hop that doesn't seem SeaWorld friendly. Their latest concert was Trina that they had to go out. And if you're not very familiar with Trina
or at all,
just look up The Baddest Bitch. And that's what she calls herself. And it's remarkable that that is being offered out there at SeaWorld. But, man, they've had Trick Daddy, Waka Flocka, Bow Wow, and
Biggie Smalls.
No, Biggie Smalls is no longer with us, Norm, so I don't know if he'll be out there. But the list of people performing at SeaWorld in San Diego is incredible. I think Genuine is coming to a SeaWorld concert in San Diego near you. It's fascinating
so
me.
This is early 2000s people, because it says that she was popular in 2000.
She was, yeah.
So was SeaWorld.
Well, maybe so. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. But Fat Joe, they have the I Love the 90s tour, the Turnt Up tour with Paul Wall, Petey Pablo, Jaquan, and Bubba Sparks will be there later on this month.
It'll be everywhere.
Dude, it's crazy that SeaWorld in San Diego is throwing this down. If they had some of these shows at SeaWorld in San Antonio,
you'd go?
Would I drive down?
It'd get canceled.
Do they still do Shamu and that whole thing?
I don't know. I haven't been to SeaWorld in a very, very, very...
I know they were phasing out the Orca shows as of a couple years ago. So.
After the documentaries that came out?
The mini, mini documentaries.
So on August 2nd, the I Love the 90s tour featuring Color Me Bad, Rob Bass, Young MC, Tretch of Naughty by Nature performed on the 2nd. This is... It's a remarkable, remarkable occurrence what's happening at SeaWorld.
I wonder... Certainly they've got the sea creatures involved in the show as well, where they're like doing
flips and turtles and stuff. And they're swaying to the music. Whoop, pull over, that ass too fat. Whoop,
the penguins are twerking.
Oh, man.
That'd be great.
All right, I just wanted to put that out there, because that makes me... I look at the SeaWorld San Diego schedule way more than I should.
Apparently you do, yes.
Because you're on top of that.
I'll go to San Diego with you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. You have to go to the show, though.
Oh.
You have to go.
And I'd be like, all right. I wouldn't know any of them.
All right.
What if you start getting emotional, just like you did in Midland, because of the background drop of Shamu?
As I see Shamu roll over on his back and float to the surface.
He tries to claim he's got seawater in his eyes, and that's why he's tearing up.
But I see his fin, and it's just kind of limped over, and I go, man, they're still doing it.
But what if he's waving his fin in the air and wave it like it just don't care?
That'd be kind of awesome. I would be in for that.
Also a sign of an unhealthy orca if it's doing that.
Maybe so.
Maybe
so. All right. Go ahead, Travis.
Oh, thanks. So this is spun off of a conversation we had in Atlanta when we were talking about some of the songs that have been released in the last 4 or 5 years, and they're pretty vulgar, pretty nasty.
Oh, you know what? It was the conversation about the comedian about the song with Meg Thee Stallion, and who did that song with her? The WAP.
Was that Cardi B?
Sure.
Something.
And he compared that to the Christmas song that they wanted out of the way, and then he read the lyrics to both, and it was really funny.
So there is a creator that makes videos, and it's basically like, hey, this song was written in 1947, and then we'll just start playing the song. And so I started following the creator, found a couple of them that I thought were interesting for being written during the time. So I've got three. I have a fourth one that I think the innuendo is just not.
It's too much?
It's too much.
Okay.
It's way too much. I would love to play it, but I think I might get fired if I do. So we'll start with Hoagie Carmichael and his number one record from 1947, Huggin' and Chalkin'. So he was a pretty big deal back in the 30s and 40s. He played with Johnny Mercer on Lazy Bones, which became a big hit in Southern music. He was an actor. He was in 14 movies. And between 1944 and 1948, he was a well-known radio personality, hosted musical variety programs. In 1944 to 45, he did a 30-minute Tonight at Hoagie's, which aired on Sunday nights. So back then, Sunday nights on the radio was
huge,
big deal.
Yeah.
So here is Hoagie Carmichael with Huggin' and Chalkin'.
I got a gal who's mighty sweet, big blue eyes and tiny feet. Her name is Rosabel McKee, and she tips the scales at 303.
Oh, wow.
OG.
Okay.
But ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her, you don't know where you're at. You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug a ways and chalk a mark to see where you began one day. I was a huggin' and a chalkin' and a chalkin' and a huggin' away. When I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, coming around the other way over the mountain, coming around the other way.
Wow, this is a great
song.
I love the big band old school music. That's fantastic.
So that's Hoagie Carmichael.
She tips the scales at 303.
303.
A song that you might know by him that, and he was part of the original composition of Georgia on My Mind, which of course made famous by Ray Charles a few years after he wrote it. But, yeah, so that was Hoagie Carmichael. He also featured on a episode of The Flintstones, the hit songwriters, along with Jerry Lee Lewis. And a couple of other unfortunate souls from that time.
Okay, that line in the second verse. OG, but ain't it grand to have a girl so big and fat that when you go to hug her, you don't know where you're at. Just doesn't seem
OG.
Like, it's not a... it's not very complimentary.
No.
I believe of the
but he was
of
into
the lady.
It.
He's into it, right.
Yeah, and apparently so were several other folks,
too. Because they have chalk in their hand.
Right, yeah, yeah. He's got to
the other guy.
Mark your territory. Coming around the mountain.
Threesome. Where'd the other guy go? He's over there.
Let's move a little further back in time to 1946, and this is a song written by Benny Bell, originally sung by Paul Wynn. It's a novelty song, so this one was sort of meant to be funny in a way, and it's called Shaving Cream, and it's got some, it's going to lead you to believe it's going to say one thing, but it's not going to say what you think it is, but it's pretty fun. So let's get into Shaving Cream by Benny Bell and Paul Wynn.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Gosh, this is great.
I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream.
Yes!
Be nice and clean.
This is great.
Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
One more.
Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning.
Oh my, here we go.
She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Man, you can't tell me those.
That is awesome.
Those boys back in the 40s had that.
They're having a time.
This is the greatest song I've ever heard. I love that.
So the song was...
that was awesome.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
I'm going to listen out on the way home.
You should, and there's probably a version out there.
I'm singing that at Ticketstock next year.
You should. You absolutely should. There's probably a version out there that you'll be able to find of Weird Al Yankovic doing that song. So the big thing is these guys that wrote and performed this kind of didn't go through all the paperwork to put their name on it and claim it. So it got put into a song that was played on the Dr. Demento radio show in the 70s by a disc jockey named Bruce Morrow. And it resulted in it becoming a really big hit. And so when they went to go be like, hey, we'd like to get some residuals from that, they were like, well, too bad, because
it was in the
you
public domain.
Stepped in a barrel
yes.
of shame.
Yeah, exactly.
And be so, nice and clean.
Weird Al got this. Involved, and he ended up, like, I guess they didn't get any monetary gain out of it, but they did at least get the credit for writing the song.
Very
eventually.
Nice of Weird Al. Yeah, if it's
very
in the public
nice.
Domain, I mean, anybody can use it and do whatever they want with it. That is fantastic.
All right.
And so, I like his voice. It may hurt your feelings a bit.
So this next one, like I said, I have two. One of them I was able to beep out and it makes sense. The other one, it's like the lyrics are, it has aged very poorly, I would say, because he even put something at the very end that tries to get out of trouble for the first 2 minutes, and it makes it a million times worse. So I'm not going to play that one.
Okay.
But what I am going to play for you is something from 1935. And the song was actually written in 1924 by Ma Rainey, or first recorded by Ma Rainey in 1924
yes.
in Chicago. She was accompanied by two unknown guitarists, and this is going to be that same song, but by Lucille Bogan. And this appears to be Lucille's last performance for this record company, as there were two versions of it recorded. One of them was kind of the straightforward regular version, and then there's this version in which they did in a barroom style and kind of just for the boys. Like, she's just kind of having fun, saying some pretty wild stuff, and just trying to entertain everybody. Well, I guess it got sent to the record company, because as I said, this was indeed Lucille Bogan's last performance for that record company. And now I present to you Shave 'Em Dry and Lucille Bogan.
I got on my big as the end of my thumb. I got something between my legs that'll make a dead man.
Oh, my gosh.
Daddy. Baby, won't you shave them dry?
Okay.
No, Lord, no. Want you to grind me, baby. Grind me until I cry. Say I f***ed all night and all the night before, baby. And I feel just like I want to f*** some more. Great God, Daddy, grind me, honey, and shave me dry.
Oh, I was nervous.
And when you hear me holler, baby, I want you to shave me dry.
What a beautiful tune.
Hey, mm.
What a beautiful tune.
It's fantastic.
A love song, if you will.
Gets right to the point. Hey, I'm doing the I'm doing the Quiet Storm on tomorrow night.
Hey, mix it in.
I feel like this may fit right in. That doesn't sound very pleasing,
no.
The title of the song.
No.
It's the
shave them dry.
Yeah, who wants to do that?
Which apparently was slang for rough.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some lines after this that'll.
So the one
that.
You're not going to play
mm-hmm.
is worse than that one.
I just think it's hard to veil what they're saying. There's
okay.
Things about putting it in people's hands and what they do with it after that.
Oh, you walked into the club.
Big as the end of her thumb.
What is?
Something.
She thumbs
said
up. At the. At the very beginning of the song. No, not that.
Oh, I got you. The uptops.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Ma Rainey's Black Bottom?
She never showed it to me.
Because you mentioned Ma Rainey.
I did. And you
Bottom.
You should have laid out on that.
Damn it.
Like
it's a movie.
Up.
It's a movie. Chadwick Boseman was in it. It's really good. You should watch it.
Black Bottom?
Yeah. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
I did not see that. Now I want to.
See, you guys thought I was just like, what is he saying?
No.
I knew it was a real thing. I just thought it was hilarious.
All right, thank you, Travis.